Why did you decide that you wanted to run for mayor of Fort Madison?
Well, because of the simple fact that I'm tired of, you know, watching it collapse and fall in on itself, as are other residents that live there. You know, Fort Madison has around, if not just better than 10,000 residents, and the past few elections I went to looking at, 1,100 at best show up to vote, 1,100 or 1,200. And there's more than 6,000 registered voters in Fort Madison. Everyone's tired of it, and it doesn't matter what you try to get done, nothing seems to work. The council, the current council and the current mayor, does pretty much what they want to do, and it doesn't take into consideration that the fact that they're elected officials by the residents. And me being of working class and from the working class, that's what we need back in that office, is the working class to rebuild the city and to make it a good place and a great place to call home again.
Is there an issue that you can really point to and say, you know what, here's an example. Like, here's an example of where they're not listening to the people. Is there something that you would immediately point to?
The ridiculous outpouring of spending, and unnecessary spending that's going on, you know, for things that the city doesn't need, such as parks. You know, we don't need another parks. You know, we need new schools. We need jobs to come back into the city to produce revenue. You know, we need, you know, the ridiculous spending to stop and start looking at everything as a whole. What does the city need? What's its first priorities? The first priorities are to make the city safe again. And then the second priority is, you know, to bring, figure out how to bring jobs and businesses there that's going to produce revenue for the city.
If you were mayor, what would be, let's look at both of those things, that what you see as the priorities. What would you do as mayor to help improve safety in that regard?
Well, first of all, our police department has an excellent, excellent set of law enforcement officers that are currently there, as well as a excellent police chief with more than adequate credentials to do the jobs that we need done to re-safen up the city. But they cannot continue to operate on band-aids, putting band-aids on things and operating on a minimized function for amounts of what they can and can't do. They need to have their hands untied. The city government needs to step outside the realm of the police department and let them do their jobs to keep our residents safe, keep the city safe again. And then the flip side to that coin is our fire department. There's a second safety issue. Our fire department hasn't been looked at in years. They're in need of a lot of new equipment. But here again, they're also operating with Band-Aids and continuously just finding new Band-Aids to put over the top of the existing Band-Aids to continue to function. And that can't happen. Those are two key elements inside the city that have to be addressed immediately.
It sounds like maybe when budget time would come along, you would recommend the council focus more money onto public safety and maybe less money in areas of like parks and rec and such.
Exactly. You know, because parks and recreations we have are great. It's a great, you know, we need them. We need the upkeep of them. But right now, you know, the city council wants to continue to put up a bond for a school system, for a new school for the elementary students. And the only way they'll put the bond up is with another park. We don't need another park. We have current parks that are sitting there deteriorating, that are not being used. And for what reason? You know, so yeah, some money needs to come from other areas that don't tentatively need it right now and be put into public safety, because that has to be our key number one focus up front.
You mentioned that your number two priority would be job creation and bringing jobs to Fort Madison. How would you work to do that as mayor?
There are great and more than adequate businesses that can be brought in, one of which I've actually talked to the CEO in regards to the possibility of bringing that company into Fort Madison. Granted, it will only produce 10 to 15 jobs right up front, but the revenue that it would bring with it would be astronomical. You know, such, and then as well as other functionalities of being able to bring certain things in with in regards to our tourism industry that can boost revenue as well.
Looking at yourself as a candidate, what are some of the traits, or going back a little bit, what are some of the traits and characteristics that you bring to the race?
Well, one, that I'm a working class citizen. I know how to live paycheck to paycheck, and I know how to budget, and I know how to talk to people and get their point of view and get on a down-to-earth human factor level with them instead of this political, well, okay, you know, I'll return your phone call and then never do it, or I'll look into it and never do it.
Obviously, the mayor position in Fort Madison is a part-time position. There's a full-time city manager and then the council. How do you define what your role, what do you see as how you would handle the mayor's office if you were in there?
Well, I'm going to look at, you know, what my role is, what the city council's roles are, and so on and so forth, and I'm going to be taking a more hands-on approach to it in regards to looking at, okay, instead of one day a week being in there and not really talking to the residents, to when I'm home, I live in Fort Madison. I'm in town each and every day. I'm home talking to several residents and looking at what they want and focusing on what is best for the residents, what's best for the city, and instead of worried about what I think, because I'm an elected official, if I am elected as the mayor. You know, I'm there to represent the residents and the city and what is best for them. Not what's best for me. Regardless if it takes on more of a full-time role than it does a part-time role.
You also mentioned the idea of the city not listening to people and maybe not hearing what a lot of people go through. Do you have ideas to improve that? What's a way that you would, I guess you could say, open up city government more so that everybody feels they're being listened to?
Yeah, I do. And one of the biggest things is you have to open up your offices more and make it more of an open door policy. And one of the things that I have every intention on doing if I am elected is I will run a citywide poll via newspaper or phone, getting out there and asking people, because I want to know when the residents feel it's a good time, day and time, for the council meetings, because I want the city and as much of the city there at the council meetings as possible, because it's their city. They need to have a voice. They need to be heard.
Chris, looking at a couple of the issues that are out there, one, and it's been going on for years and years now, is the future of the depot. There's been a little talk of maybe the city's just gone. I mean, it keeps putting money in. Maybe it's time to end it, and others say, no, it's something we need to continue to do. Where do you stand on kind of we're towards the end of the depot project. Where do you stand on it?
Well, in regards to the depot, it's a big piece of, you know, Fort Madison. I won't deny that. My biggest thing with the depot is we continue to sink money into it, and it produces very, very minuscule, if any, revenue back to the city. So, you know, we need to look at, okay, either A, we need to back burner the project, or B, kill it altogether for the time being, because of the simple fact that it's one of those projects that's not producing anything for the city revenue-wise, and we need to sit down and look at the project as a whole, as in when we're actually going to be able to produce revenue, how much more it's going to cost before that revenue starts being produced, and can we start turning revenue over for the city and for the residents right away.
Another issue that more and more cities in this area are looking at is dealing with dilapidated buildings, dilapidated properties. Is Fort Madison doing enough? Would you like to see more of an effort to address dilapidated buildings, or do you think that the city is doing a good job with that?
No, the city, the gentleman that runs that department, I've talked to several times. He has great ideas and has just as much an initiative and drive as I do in that regards, and he would like to be able to do more. Here again, we're operating on a, you know, the budget is operating on a Band-Aid. know, he's one of the departments that has to have continue to put band-aids in place and can't do what he would like to do to clean up the city because of the fact that he does not have the adequate budget. And here again, it resorts to what can we do to bring in revenue for the city, because departments like this, you know, for the building department, need to be funded. Because, yeah, we do have buildings and houses and stuff that are falling apart that need to be addressed. You know, we have empty houses that aren't being purchased that are in good shape and habitable that people can't seem to sell because people are moving out of Fort Madison. We need to put a stop to that to get people to come back.
Chris, as you've been out talking to people and you've been talking to residents during your campaign and even before your campaign, any other issues that are high on your radar or any other issues that people have brought up to you that you would put an emphasis on if you were elected mayor? Any other key issues out there that we haven't talked about?
The biggest issue that continues to surface, no matter who I talk to and when I talk to them, is the trust level between city government and the residents. Right now, there is none. There's absolutely no trust. No one has faith in the city government. So as my job, if I am elected as the mayor, is to rebuild that trust. You know, rebuild the trust between the city government and the residents, rebuild the trust with the police department and the residents, the fire department and the residents. You know, there's programs that people want to be started up and can't be done for whatever reason right now, whether they don't want to do it or can't afford to do it. But right now, they're not being done. I've been told on a couple different occasions they just shoot them down because I don't like the ideas. And one of my ideas is I want to have the police department and fire department start an Explorer program for the youth, because it gives the kids a positive outlook in life and gives them positive goals to reach and set.